Hey, what's up, everybody? Brooke Garrison on the mic.
Hey, Zoomers. Logan here. Welcome to the Snapshot series,
a collection of minisodes with the best and brightest moments from the Zooming In podcast.
They will leave you informed, inspired, and entertained in 15 minutes or less.
We know you're busy. We know you're climbing the ladder and chasing your dreams. So we wanted to bring you something that you can fit in on your commute to work, your afternoon coffee break, or somewhere in between.
Think of it as just a taste. If you want to hear more, and I know you do, then find the show notes of your preferred podcast player so you can binge that full episode. We get it. You're living your life, and you have a lot to do.
Let's get to the snapshot. Why do you want that goal? And really get to the root of it. Because I feel like our initial response to a why is tends to be a bit of a surface level response. And Daniel Gertner, founder of Gertner Grind, we love her. That's how we actually met. I'm sure you saw that in episode 2, I believe. She took me through this activity when I was her intern where she asked us, what legacy do you want to leave in the world? And we wrote down our response. And then she asked why. And then we had to write another response. And then she asked why again. And it was like she continually chipped away at that giant statement that we made about the legacy we wanted to leave. And after 7 times, roughly it was like 5 to 7 times, you really kind of got to the root. And it's like you don't need to make it look pretty or politically correct or anything because you write as if no one's ever going to see it. And so at the end, you're like, oh, wow, so that's why I want to do that. And I think really evaluating why you want to do something is going to be crucial to actually making it come true or to know that that's something you need to take off your priority list. Because I see so many people that want things, but for the wrong reasons. Like they don't take a second to look deeply into why. And you can't want something just because somebody else wants it and it works for them. You can't want something because someone else wants it for you either. Like you have to hit that point where you want it for yourself and you're willing to sacrifice anything or reprioritize anything to make that happen. Don't you agree, Logan?
Yeah, I think that that's extremely crucial. I think if the why is not clear to you, then you kind of fall into this path of working on it, never looking at the actual outcome that you want. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're looking for the outcome, but what's the purpose of that outcome? Like really, really deep, deep down. Like when you say, I want to... I think the most common resolution that I hear is fitness related.
Mm-hmm.
People want to change something about themselves physically, and they're not sure to start. So maybe they find a structured plan, but ultimately, why are you trying to make that physical change in yourself? Is it purely aesthetic? All right. Are you someone who's trying to lose weight because you think it might make you look more attractive to other people? Are you doing it because you want to feel better than you currently feel? What's the real reason? Because the goal is, yes, I want to be more physically fit. Well, what does that really look like when you say physically fit? Get really mm-hmm. specific on what the actual goal is. And then also, again, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I agree with what you said, Brooke, about how are we doing something because this is what other people want for us? Or are we doing it for a specific reaction from other people mm-hmm. that we want? Are we trying to make other people happy with the choices that we make?
This is hitting different right now. This is so, you know, because I think we've all been in that position before. And that's what's so cool about this is if you're listening right now, you have the opportunity to stop and ask yourself as you go and set new goals for whatever chapter of life you embark in next, whatever season, and really get to the root. So I challenge each of you listening today to think of one goal that you want for the next year, or you could do it next 6 months, next week, whatever, and really take your own shot at chipping away at that why and do the why activity that we just talked about. And let us know if you did it. Feel free to tag us when you're journaling on Instagram and your story at Zooming In Podcast. And we want to cheer you on and we want to support you. All right, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed our new snapshot series. There's a lot more where that came from. We're so thankful to have you here on the podcast. If you listen, let us know what you think. Follow us on Instagram at Zooming In Podcast. Connect with us on the Anchor app, and don't be afraid to send us a voice memo. We would love to feature a suggestion, a shout out, or any feedback you have in our future episodes. Thanks for tuning in to Zooming In, and we'll see you in the next snapshot.